This is the start of my whole new life. I am never going home. I don't ever want to see Mum again, or Bethany, or Kyle, or grizzly little Gary. And I especially don't ever, ever, ever want to see Terry. This notebook used to be the official Terry torture manual. I invented a brand new torture for him every day. It was a lot of fun. But then sneaky Bethany found the notebook under my pillow and showed it to him. He turned the pages very slowly, taking in all my carefully coloured diagrams of torture machines. I'd spent hours on the terrible tooth tweaker and the excruciating ear enlarger and the beastly big bum basher. 2 days later, making her way to the linen store, Kat caught the tail end of a murmured conversation between two of the Queen's chamberwomen and was shocked at what she heard.
"Mark my words, they've been wed this past week," one said. "I've made the bed and seen evidence of it."
"You don't say," gasped the other.
"Who has been wed?" Kat, advancing into the closet, demanded to know.
No one you know, Mrs. Astley."
Her hair could be blonde or brown, it was hard to tell, soaked wet in the gloom. She was wearing white, bright against the dark river, almost an accent to the fresh snow that lay heavy on the ground. Her pale face, blue lips slightly parted, was turned up to the inky sky. It was 5:45 in the morning, and there was a dead girl in the river.
He believed I'd gone willingly, that I'd been unable to resist the mate bond tying me to Jordan, that I'd chosen the Leo over him. I desperately wished I could explain to Caden I'd only done it to save the Orphicus Pack from the Leos and their allies, the Sun Witches. It hurt to leave them behind, especially knowing they believed I was a traitor, but at least they were alive.